Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Israeli authorities say 90 Palestinians have been released from Ofer prison in the occupied West Bank under the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Two buses with tinted windows were seen leaving the facility. Earlier, there were reports that Israeli forces fired tear gas at crowds waiting outside the prison. Families of those detained had packed into a town square close by and on a nearby hill. Nearly 2,000 Palestinians are due to be freed in the first stage of the ceasefire. Meanwhile, the first three Israeli hostages freed by Hamas under the deal have reunited with their families in hospital. Medical staff in Tel Aviv say all three are in a stable condition, but stress their recovery from more than a year in captivity would be complex. Jonah Fisher was at the hospital when the three young women arrived.
In terms of their general health, all three of them were walking and they seemed clearly in buoyant moods. In terms of what this means for them psychologically, and there will be psychologists here available to work with them, they will have to begin to try and address and to work through the trauma that they have no doubt experienced over the last 15 months being held captive, and almost certainly have had a miserable time for that period in captivity. So there will be physical and psychological things that will be being addressed.
Donald Trump has addressed a victory rally in Washington on the eve of his second inauguration as US president. He told an arena packed with MAGA supporters that the US was about to begin a new era of prosperity.
Together, we're going to cut your taxes, end inflation, slash your prices, getting them back down, raise your wages, and bring thousands of factories back to the USA. Right where they belong, and that'll be done through tariffs and smart policy. We will build American, we will buy American, and we will hire American.
Mr. Trump also said the Gaza ceasefire deal could only have happened because of his election win in November. TikTok has been restored in the United States. The hugely popular Chinese-owned app thanked Donald Trump, saying he'd clarified that there would be no penalties for companies such as Apple and Google for providing the service. It said it will work with President Trump on a long-term solution to keep it available in the US. The incoming US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told the CBS television network that Mr. Trump required time to get a deal that would satisfy TikTok users in America.
We can have an app that Americans can enjoy, but at the same time that protects their data and protects them from outside influence and undue influence. And that's the time and space that the president is seeking. And as a deal maker, I think we all should be confident that he can craft that kind of a deal.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. A militant group in Myanmar says 28 people, including children, were killed when military jets bombed one of its detention centres. The rebel Arakan Army said those killed were the relatives of captured government soldiers. It said the detainees were about to be released. There's been no response from the military. The Arakan Army has been battling the army for control of the state of Rakhine in western Myanmar. Ghana's president John Mahama has ordered an investigation into a shootout at a mining site in the Ashanti region. The army says seven illegal miners were killed after opening fire on soldiers at the Anglo Gold Ashanti mine. Following the incident, buses belonging to the mining company were set on fire. Officials in Colombia say at least 80 people have been killed in clashes between rival rebel groups near the border with Venezuela. More than 5,000 people have reportedly fled their homes, many using boats to escape through the jungle. The crisis began about a week ago in a dispute between two dissident groups. Luis Fajardo from BBC Monitoring in Miami has the details.
A lot of people suggest that the fight has to do not so much with ideology, but also with drug trafficking. These groups are said to be very involved in drug trafficking, and this is an area where coca leaf is grown, which is eventually turned into cocaine and is used by the drug trafficking industry. So there's a lot of money involved here. And these groups are fighting each other for control over this peripheral area next to the border with Venezuela, and this is causing a lot of hardship for civilian population.
With Donald Trump expressing his interest in the US taking control of Greenland, the island's prime minister has outlined his vision for an independent Greenland during a live debate between Danish and Greenlandic politicians. Greenland is an autonomous territory of Denmark. Muti Adia said Greenland could manage outside its union with Denmark. BBC News.